We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield IMG College, this is Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics. Aggies All the Way is presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender.
It's another edition of the Aggies All the Way podcast as we continue to talk to athletes, former athletes at Utah State that are doing some incredible work trying to help out those as we go through these unprecedented times with COVID-19. Joining us now, former gymnast at Utah State, Bree Offiero, kind enough to join us. Bree, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for taking the time to chat.
Oh, are you kidding me? The pleasure's all ours. And again, thanks for all you're doing. You're now a nurse down in Nevada. Talk about what led you down that path and how things are going for you right now.
Yeah, totally. So what led me down the path to being a nurse? So I actually, again, was a gymnast up at Utah State, graduated in 2015, and injury was just something I dealt with often. I had three knee surgeries, and my last one up at Utah State, I was just overwhelmed with the care that I received from my nurses, and it led me to go down the nursing route. So through there, I got my LPN through, I graduated through Utah State. They didn't have nursing at the time, so I got my exercise science degree, and then I went to Bridgerland Applied Technology for my LPN, licensed practical nurse. I worked as an LPN at Avalon Hills in Logan, Utah for a year while I went and got my associate's degree in nursing through Weber State. So with that, it let me, you know, study abroad in China for a little bit with nursing and culture. And then I came back after I graduated. I moved back to Reno, Nevada, my hometown. And now I'm a cardiac ICU nurse at one of the local hospitals here. Usually on a good day, I am a cardiac ICU nurse, but now they've actually transformed my floor into being a critical COVID unit. So it's been quite the change for us, but we're doing the best we can with the situations we're in.
So all states are being affected differently here in Utah. Cases have been kept relatively in check. How are things down in Nevada right now?
Yeah, we're trying to slowly start opening certain businesses here. So I know at our hospital, we've been preparing for a huge surge for a couple weeks now. So we actually turned our whole parking infrastructure into an extra hospital that holds 14,000 patients if the need be. We're actually training our regular floor nurses to be able to work a ventilator if in need they needed to take care of somebody on a ventilator. So we're preparing in a huge way. We hopefully don't have to have that happen. But in the case it does happen, we are prepared. So that's kind of how things are changing here. We have, you know, a positive side of our floor and a negative side of our floor for COVID-19. So we take different precautions for each patient. But again, just things are constantly changing with the virus being new to everybody. So we just kind of have to have the go with the flow mentality and just do what we can.
From the things that you've seen, I know there are a lot of people out there that are a little rattled by this. What have you seen from, you know, some of the cases that you've seen come through that hospital?
Yeah, I'll try to, you know, answer the question the best I can with not violating HIPAA. But,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but what I can tell you is, you know, it's scary being on the front lines. It's a harsh reality. I can tell you that because, you know, not only am I putting myself at risk going to work, but I'm putting my family at risk too, coming home to them. So that's something that's, you know, kind of scary. But as far as patients that we've seen, again, it's just a harsh reality because at first we were told it was just the elderly and people who are immunocompromised are susceptible to this disease or virus. But I have actually seen all types of cases. I've seen anyone from 18 years old all the way up to 70s and 80s. So it's pretty scary right now. I wouldn't say it's just the elderly or just people who are immunocompromised. Again, we've seen people who are positive that are completely asymptomatic as well. So it's really important to, you know, do what we can to limit the spread of the virus.
What advice would you give people right now that haven't been affected by it, that haven't seen it up close? What would you tell them that may not be taking it as seriously as they should?
Yeah, I would definitely say, you know, it's hard for society right now because they're not on the front lines and they don't see the things that we see. But I could promise you if, you know, anybody on the street were just able to come into the hospital to see what we see, their perception would be changed completely.
Wow.
So I would say, you know, I know things are starting to open up and I know people are kind of on and off the fence with wearing a mask, but I would just definitely social distance yourself. Even if you do go out in public, you know, do the best you can to not spread the virus because, again, you could have it and not know you have it. So it might not pertain to you because you may be doing well, but you know, somebody's grandma down the road may be affected, you know, far worse than you would be. So I would just stay away as far as you can, you know, 6 feet distance, wash your hands. You know, if you sneeze or cough, definitely cover your mouth with your elbow would probably be best. And, you know, the virus can live on surfaces for up to hours to days. So just be careful. Anything you're touching, just wash your hands.
You know, let's get to know you a little bit more. You were a gymnast at Utah State. What was it that that brought you to Logan? What was it that appealed to you that made you want to come to Utah State?
Yeah, good question. I did gymnastics for 20 years total. So growing up, that was just my lifestyle. And we had multiple, you know, colleges come to my gymnastics center just to kind of check out and scout. So I went on a couple official visits to different schools, and Utah State actually was not the highest on my list at all. I went there and I just completely fell in love with the campus and with the people and the coaches. And that's really what drove me to choose Utah State. And, you know, I spent 7 years in Logan, Utah, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I loved my time there.
And you had an opportunity, obviously, to compete at a very high level. You know, we talked to a former football player who's now a doctor back east, and I asked him, and I'll ask you the same thing, in preparation. I mean, gymnastics, that's hard work. The practices, the conditioning, everything that goes into it. You learn how to do hard things. Did that prepare you for becoming a nurse and the long, hard hours that you're involved with right now?
Yes, 100%. You know, I always say my time being an athlete in general, but especially at Utah State, has definitely shaped me into not only the person, but the nurse that I am today. You know, the connections that I built through professors and, you know, physical therapists and doctors at Utah State really actually inspired me to be a nurse. But yeah, being a part of a team is huge in nursing. I know taking care of patients at the hospital is not only nursing. You know, we are a team with doctors and physical therapists and occupational therapists and nutrition, dietitians, pharmacists. And that team aspect and communication that you learn through sports is really, I would say, a game changer in the medical field.
Mm. And then the overall, you know, the landscape of what you're dealing with right now and trying to keep a positive attitude, just the mental aspects of sports, has that helped you as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, dealing with injury and things in sports, any athlete knows you don't get what you want half the time, right? You have to work really hard for what you're going to prepare yourself for. And, you know, you lose, you win. It happens in sports. So that is something huge that's really prepared me for nursing because, yeah, things don't go the way we want to sometimes. And, you know, I've been a part of many deaths and many code blues. And, you know, I've done compressions on people's family members, and dealing with those emotions at the time is something huge that has helped me, that I've really learned from sports, because you really have to separate your emotions from the task at hand during the time, and you can reflect on those emotions later on. But yeah, that's something huge that I've dealt with and learned through sports.
Is this what you anticipated it'd be when you got into nursing? I mean, obviously not the pandemic. That's a whole other issue that I don't know if anybody could prepare for. But are you feeling as if this is what you were meant to do, and you feel that level of fulfillment?
Yeah, you know, I definitely feel like I have a sense of impact when I'm nursing. Being in the ICU, you know, cardiac ICU, we deal with open heart surgeries and we deal with a lot of really sick people. So I feel like being at bedside, just, you know, encouraging them and just doing the best I can. They're at their most vulnerable times in the hospital. So for me to be able to be there for them and just help them through that is really, yeah, a sense of fulfillment. And I know with gymnastics, you're just an adrenaline junkie. You just have to be a gymnast. So being in the ICU, you always have to be on your toes. You know, anything can happen to your patients at any given time. So that is something I would say I thrive off of, just because there is a sense of adrenaline when, you know, things are crashing.
It's hard to replace that level of competition. And I think that there's a lot of athletes out there that are always looking, you know, when the competition ends and those individual events end, and to fill that void, they want to get into something where they can kind of feel that adrenaline, like you mentioned, and that competitive drive. And I'm not going to lose, and I'm going to do whatever it takes. And it feels like that's why a lot of athletes are kind of drawn into that profession.
Yeah, for sure. Again, adrenaline, that's something we've worked hard for our whole entire life. Again, 20 years of gymnastics was a lot of adrenaline. So just being around, you know, an association, and my coworkers all kind of have that sense of, I wouldn't say competitiveness, but they want to put 100% into, you know, saving this person's life or recovering them from their open heart surgery. And because of those critical conditions, I think, you know, that adrenaline really kind of has to push you through those times, because it's heavy stuff that we deal with at work. So being able to separate those emotions is huge.
Well, I can't thank you enough. It's great to hear from you, and it's good to catch up with former Aggies. Thank you so much for all the work you do and everything you've done to help the good people in Reno. And please let us know if there's anything we can do for you going forward.
Of course. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics, presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.